This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
Hamilton, yo! When I learned that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote Hamilton based on the book by Ron Chernow, I chuckled. In 2004, when Chernow's book first came out, I had the pleasure of interviewing him. Recently, I watched Hamilton, the musical. Okay, it wasn't like being in the theater, but man, it was close. Hey, I cut my teeth on big band and classic rock, and throw in Rodgers and Hammerstein for good measure. I thought, no way I'm going to dig the story of Alexander Hamilton told in hip-hop and R&B? Well, I watched, I dug, and I say, see it for yourself. It's amazing. People of color portraying the founding fathers. That's progress. And it works, musically, lyrically, and yes, historically. Lin-Manuel reminded us that this guy, whose portrait dons the $10 bill, was a big deal, even in his own day. If only the colonial folks could see how Broadway is celebrating George Washington's right-hand man in the 21st century. After the Revolution in Philly, Thomas Wignell, a British immigrant and popular comedian, partnered with Alexander Reinagle, a well-known musician, to open the Chestnut Street Theater. It was the biggest and best theater in the colonies, the first to use gas lighting and hold close to 2,000 people. In 1794, President Washington and Martha were frequent theatergoers. Wignell would often meet them at the door holding a candelabra while leading them to their seats. I picture Wignell as proprietor on stage welcoming the crowd. But imagine if Lin-Manuel Miranda hopped a Wayback Machine to 1794. It's opening night at the Chestnut Street Theater. Before Wignell strides across the stage, Lin-Manuel hands him a new intro about the comedian flavored by the future. Welcome, President and Mrs. Washington, and all ye citizens. Now listen up. I'm a bloke with a joke in a Brit jump ship, cause we're cousins, cuz brothers and sisters. Red, white, and blue vistas. No more sirs, just misters and missers. I'll make you laugh hard. You'll need a hanky, I'm a Yankee, got no rank, me. I'm humbly, bumbly, a backwoods gumby type. No hype, the stage is right. But the uptight sanctimonious clamped down on the pandemonious. Actors, comics, and musically harmonious. Said ain't right, no play, just fight. We're chasing the Brits, no time for wits. Revolution's done, evolution's begun. Got a crowd to engage, laughter's the rage. I own the stage. An American guy, apple pie, yo, high in the sky, oh, ready to fly with jokes and the funny. You paid your continental money, the man from Mount Vernon is churning, yearning in his seat, front and center. Y'all watch Dementor, pass the bunting, the flag, executive swag. Now tis time for a presidential gag. Yo, I'm just like my country, young, scrappy, and funny. Y'all paid your money. And I'm not throwing away my jokes. No, I'm not throwing away my jokes. I'm scrappy and funny. Y'all paid your money, and I'm not throwing away my jokes. Ah. My apologies to Lin-Manuel Miranda. Perhaps that's a little too revolutionary for the folks who fought the revolution. But at least they might see how the revolution did indeed lead to an evolution. They'd see how we've expanded the idea all men are created equal means everyone, yo!
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.